Hey everybody, welcome to Workforce Gaming. I am Brad, here with Doug.
Hey.
Resistance Retribution, I don't know if it's a PSP classic, but it is in the PSP.
It came out on PSP for sure.
It is in the PSP Classics tab on your PS5 right now. Just came out a couple weeks ago. Every now and then I love going back to just like random old games that like I never got a chance to play. So I've never played this before. It was just kind of a, I got a week till Rebirth comes out. What am I playing? Resistance. It is.
Have you played all the Resistance games?
This is the only one I haven't played before. So, and that's kind of why I want to almost talk about this. Because I feel like Resistance is this weirdly forgotten franchise that I don't think it ever hit its stride. Like there's some cool ideas in Resistance and it just felt like that thing where it was just like, you're close.
They kept the series. I played three. Three is the only one I've played. I've played a little bit of two, but three is
the good one. I
really like three. But it's funny because the game, like really, from what I understand, like really pivoted between games. Like Resistance 2 was like a really heavy multiplayer game. It had like a lot of interesting multiplayer components. And then Resistance 3, I have this weird conspiracy theory that it's based off the Half-Life 2 beta.
There's a lot of Half-Life in this stuff.
There's a lot of Half-Life. There's a suspicious amount of Half-Life in Resistance 3. But yeah, I mean, I love that game. So I was just kind of curious about this one. So it's a cool world.
Yeah.
It's just a really neat setting.
And that's the thing with this game is that...
What's the setting? Because actually, I don't think for all the kids who listen to us.
If you weren't familiar with the 2005 through 2011 PlayStation 3 series. So basically, it takes place World War II era-ish. And basically, there's this huge alien invasion comes down and basically just levels the planet because it's that era and we don't have any of the capacity to fight back. And this is kind of the small groups of people that are still alive, primarily in Europe, I think. Two takes place in the United States. I know one, this one, take place in Europe. I think two is United States. I don't remember where three is.
Three might be U.S. as well.
But yeah, so anyway that era of time. Lots of like assimilation, like they're capturing humans to turn them into things. Lots of that kind of, you know, sci-fi stuff.
Very dreary too, because it's by the guys who did Ratchet and Clank, which I thought was kind of fun. Like before they were doing Spider-Man, they were doing Spyro and Ratchet and Clank, and then this was like cool hardcore. Yep. We're gonna make an adult game sort of thing.
This one is actually Ben Studios.
It is. Yep. Oh, that's even more interesting.
Yeah, which again, I find it interesting because I really feel like Sony leaned on them. I kind of was like, okay, I think they made like literally like every like main like PS franchise, because they did the Siphon Filter PSP games, they did this on PSP, and they did the very, very good and underrated Uncharted on Vita.
Did they also do Killzone for Vita?
They might. I don't know who did Killzone for Vita. I don't think.
Yeah.
Don't
okay. Know. Okay. But yeah, they did. But a lot
they
of
like were like
games,
the
yeah.
ones who were like holding up Sony's portable first party like thing here. So, for this game specifically, I think this is like. I've played a couple PSP games in the last couple of years. This one is very impressive. Like, it looks good. It runs well. I don't know what kind of boost it's getting from being on PS5, obviously, so I don't know natively how it runs. I will say there's some improvements, because if you've played PSP games, it's a single-stick machine. So you're using the stick to look around and then the face buttons for, like, looking left, right, up, and down. And this switches your controls to being dual sticks, which makes
it much easier
to play. Because I tried to play...
Sure.
I don't remember what it was. I was playing some shooter on the PSP like 2 or 3 years ago. I was like, I can't do it. But dual sticks, it's definitely not a great game in terms of like everything. It feels like a PSP game. Like it's very...
What is it? Is it a third-person
shooter? It's third-person shooter. The rest of the series is first-person. Okay. This is third-person.
And it's not like a top-down game?
No, it's legitimately like an over-the-shoulder first-person or third-person shooter. You get the first-person scenes like in a big mech where you're just walking around in a big mech doing things. So... very much has that 2004 to 2011 era shooter vibe of there's aliens, you're flipping power switches, there's no numbers, there's no RPG stuff, you got health packs, everything's gray, you're going through lots of tunnels, really like it's very much has that thing.
Probably a sewer level or two.
Oh, two or three, yep, several. But because I think that PSP was there with those weird controls, it has like insane auto aim.
you can
generally just like, if you're like, you know, your reticle is basically covering a guy, you're hitting that guy.
Yeah.
So lots of
I miss that, to be honest. Because I was playing the Tomb Raider collection, and like just having her auto aim on everything is like kind
of
nice.
It's a nice refreshing situation of like I need to be very specific. I need to get that headshot and just shoot at the guy. Like it's fine.
Yeah.
but yeah, it very much just has that just run and shoot stuff. I will say the enemies are just giant bullet sponges, which has always been the problem with Resistance, is every guy takes half a, like, three quarters of a clip to bring down, no matter what gun you're using. Lots of bullet sponges there. This also, weirdly, again, for a PSP game, had a whole lot of talking and cutscenes. Like, every level, there's, like, probably 20 levels, starts with somewhere between, like, 1 and 3 minutes worth of a cutscene, and ends with somewhere between 1 and 3 minutes of a cutscene.
Are they cutscenes or, like, talking head sort of thing?
Mixture. So there's, like, in-engine, like, talking back and forth, and then there's somewhere, like, it does the, like, flat map of, like, showing you, oh, yeah, and then the Chimera came in here, and then we went here, and we did this, and, like, on the flat map. So has a little bit of both, but the basic story is like later Resistance game, the story for every Resistance game is like the Chimera are coming to assimilate people. They have this big machine. Go blow up the big machine. And
that's so fun. That is a very good summary of like every Resistance plot line and plot point.
And this is the basic thing. Your character got kicked out of the army and he's dragged back in because of this thing, and you're gonna go help him and you're gonna go blow the stuff up, and there's some weird science stuff going on of like, can we like control this and how if you've played a Resistance game, they are all that. Every single one of them is that type of thing. It's again, that 2005 to 2011 shooter feeling of just god-awful writing with some of the dumbest one-liners you can come up with here all the way through. What I was really thinking about this is like, why did I play this game after like the first hour and a half? It was
I was gonna ask what kept you going. It's like, all this sounds not great.
It's just... The Resistance, I've always wished Resistance was better, and I think it was just like, I want this to be cool. Like, this could have been so cool. But then also, I think it's just that, like, if you're our age, like, you kind of grew up with these types of shooters, so it's just like, every now and then, just going back and playing one just feels like weirdly relaxing. Where it's just like, I don't need to parry, I don't need to like manage ammo and go like do all this and count my numbers and improve my gun and make sure I've got a level 230 guns. Just grab I use the same assault rifle from the beginning to the end. You're fine. Like, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
So
when you have like 5 actions to do instead of like 100 like little things to manage.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which gun do you want to use? Do you want the assault rifle? Do you want the assault rifle laser? Or you want the shotgun? Hey, you got some rocket launcher ammo. There you go. So it's a weird little game. I enjoyed it. I think if you're just looking for something like that, where it's just like, what's something to do some time killing, that's a fun little, like, just flashback to an era long ago before we had to be so specific with everything. For sure, kind of an interesting game, if nothing else. I will say, you talked Half-Life. They have the damn, like, headcrab-inspired things, as every stupid game shooter did. They are freaking impossible. Literally.
Are they like the little scorpion stinger things? I think they could. Yeah.
Literally. Would pull out the rocket launcher if there was more than two of them, because it just started pissing me off because I couldn't get past them. Hell of a lot of rewind in this too, by the way. Just it's a fairly tough game. I use rewind like crazy. Just gonna throw that out there if you need to.
I feel like everybody quietly is like, it's a great game. They like don't know. I appreciate you mentioning you use rewind every time we talk about this stuff, because I feel like you're like, nah, I'm hardcore, man. I don't know.
I played through this. I didn't know. Yeah. No, I rewound the hell out of the zero scenes, where I rewound that thing like 12 times. Like, we're not, I'm not restarting this shit. But
funny.
Anyway, we are Workforce Gaming. Subscribe to our channel, leave a comment below. There's a link to support us on Ko-fi below as well. We'll see you later.
Bye.